Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And here we go. Welcome back to another Digital Adele Hoops Beyond the Backboard podcast for you with my co-host, Matt Hanifin. It feels like it's been forever, Matt. How you doing?
Yeah, these last, couple weeks for me have been pretty hectic for a number of different reasons.
Right.
But I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. Thanks for asking. I am getting through the dog days, you know, as they call it. There's not a lot of news happening. I mean, I'm not going to go hunt down prospects playing against one another prior to the college basketball season. It's not going to tell me much.
You don't want to watch Darren Peterson High School, Phil?
No, I'm not going to watch. You know, it's, again, you're getting in my wheelhouse of things that agitate me, is when people are like, watch a whole year of college tape and go, well, that Darren Peterson in high school, he also did this. I'm like, we just had a whole year of college basketball tape. I don't care what he did in high school. I don't. Like, high school tape you can use as like a growth measurement stick.
Yeah.
So to speak. Oh, he this was a deficiency in high school. He improved it this much, or he couldn't do this in high school. Now he can, or he couldn't do this in high school and he still can't do it. Like, that's the only comparison. But I'm not going to be like, in college, he couldn't facilitate at all. But in high school,
yeah, yeah.
12 assists per game. It's going to translate to the NBA.
Sign my favorite high school tape, just YouTube highlights, is Zion. Just because of
Zion.
Like, smaller player he's going up against. And it's just big, burly Zion.
Yeah, the caliber of teams he was playing in high school was just really poor, very subpar.
Yeah. He was a freak, but yes.
Yes, he absolutely was a freak. E stopping by, appreciate you, man. He says, what's up, what's going on? Like and subscribe when you come through. E knows how to do this YouTube thing, that's right. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Big shout out to E for stopping through. I definitely appreciate you for doing that. But we came here to talk about the Boston Celtics, and as much as it pains the Miami Heat audience that we have, we are going to definitely talk about the Boston Celtics. And we're going to talk about the Boston Celtic that every single person wants to know about. And that's Max Sugar.
Yeah.
That was the that was the guy from the rookie class. No? Not him?
That's
not
Amari Williams.
Amari Williams. That's right. Everybody came here for Amari, who I actually like, by the way. On the defensive end, we'll talk about Amari Williams. We'll get into him. But it's Hugo Gonzalez, the enigma, human Hugo Gonzalez. And the reason why I call him the enigma, I can't talk all of a sudden, is because you could never see him play whenever we were evaluating him at all. You couldn't see him play. Played like 4 or 5 minutes a game, and when he was in, he didn't do anything. Yo, E, big shout out becoming a member. Appreciate you, man. A role player for the team. I definitely appreciate that, man. He plays a big role, man. Some would say he could even be a superstar, but he is a role player in our YouTube members. And he says, y'all join the channel too and become a role player like him. Absolutely. Big, big shout out to you. Appreciate that membership. Big things, big things. But Matt, tell me your first impressions in Summer League of Hugo Gonzalez.
I think the thing that I liked about Hugo the most was like his motor, his body control. Like you saw everything athletically that you would want to see from a rookie. He's still raw though. Like he averaged,
right,
you know, 10.8 points, 4.5 rebounds. Had a couple games where he shot just 1 of 7 from deep. He shot 30% overall in his 4 summer league games from beyond the arc. And so like, and they're going to ask him to shoot it. Like that was, you know, one of the traits that people liked about him a lot,
right,
was his shooting ability, or at least the shooting potential.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I know the percentages overseas internationally weren't that good, but like you could see like the mechanics and whatnot were there.
Right.
And the same thing happened in summer league again. Like if you're going to get drafted by the Boston Celtics, you're going to be asked to shoot, you know, however many threes per game. Like that's just kind of what all of them do. But just from like an athletic standpoint, like defensively, I thought he was really good. Moving laterally, getting up in people's jerseys. He was guarding, you know, one of, if not the best player on the opposing team, a fair majority of the time. He shot just 58.8% from the free throw line. So like, that's something that's going to have to be, you know,
worked out. Is that good?
No, it's not. But I think just athletically, like that was just all of that stuff together was the thing that I was most impressed with. But overall, I think he's still like someone who's going to spend most of his time with the main Celtics just to get the reps. Because he's just, what, still 18, 19 years old? Like he's still.
And for the audience, I just want to clarify, it's not the main MAIN Celtics. That's not what he's saying. It's MAINE.
Yeah, Celtics. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right. The G League team.
The G League team.
For those
ones. That's right.
But I still think there's things that he'll need to work on, specifically offensively.
Absolutely. I mean, but the thing is, the one thing you can do right away to give yourself a chance to get some minutes off the bench is play defense, hustle, yep, rebound, facilitate a little bit, which he actually showed more facilitation ability than I thought he would have been able to do in summer league. Now, I mean, that could go to how much usage he had, because they gave him a ton of on-ball usage and he didn't get any of that overseas. He wasn't on ball much at all, but I was pleasantly surprised. You could see that athleticism. You could see the NBA body that he already has for such a young guy. And for him to come out there and play against a really talented group for an incoming rookie class, I thought he acquitted himself well. Now, the three-point shooting is going to need work, obviously. The field goal percentage, he needs to come up on that. But it's one of those things where when you show these little details that you could contribute in a role, a specific role, maybe by the end of the season or middle of the season, he could play some minutes, especially if the season spirals, you know, and they're not very good because Tatum's out with the Achilles. They're selling off pieces left and right. Speaking of Matt, there's some news on that front. What is the latest Boston sell-off?
They somehow acquired a two-way player, which never, ever happens. You never, ever trade not only a two-way player, but 4-1. And they gave up 2 second-round picks plus Georges Niang for it, which is still – I'm not going to get into that. That's still mind-boggling.
You know what's even more mind-boggling is he somehow got benched in the NCAA tournament game by Rick Pitino.
Right.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
I want to know the story behind that. Somebody needs to interview Rick and RJ and get to the bottom of that.
Former Celtics head coach, Rick Pitino.
Former Celtics head coach. Good catch by you, Matt Hanifin. I mean, that was a cup of coffee.
Not a you good one.
That definitely wasn't a good one.
Did not
work out well. You can't just go entice the best athletes and players by throwing them bachelor style parties. We'll put it that way.
Yeah. Correct.
But yeah, let's get back to the basketball. So Hugo Gonzalez, G League. We're going to keep it brief. G League to start. Maybe get some minutes midseason or by the end of the season. Does a lot of hustle things you like. NBA body. The athleticism is definitely there and off the charts. So it's going to be a little bit of a developmental project, but they drafted a good one, in my opinion. Now that comes, and this is where this I want to point out, is for all the people that like to say we have these biases against players, preconceived notions against players, where I was saying all season, you don't know what you have because you couldn't evaluate him. I changed my tune on what I saw from him because of one half of a playoff game where he played really, really well in that one half of a playoff game to give him a spark. And that's kind of where I turned around and was like, okay, there may be something here with Hugo Gonzalez that these scouts see in practice that we didn't get to see. And it definitely feels like it's coming to fruition. But that's not their only draft pick, Matt. That's not their only rookie in this class. There's another. And he is Max Sugar. Tell me about Max.
No, I like Max a lot. Like
I know.
He was someone in college who was like, to me, I look at his NBA projection as more of like a glue guy kind of role. There was some connective playmaking. There was some, I mean, he was with Boston Summer League. There were times where he was just like initiating offense.
Oh, he did a lot. Yeah.
From what I can remember, he was like a good, not great 3-point shooter. I don't have the percentages up in front of me. But he was kind of someone who, like, I want to see him improve his foot speed defensively, but like he's someone who's a very willing, like, team defender. He wasn't terrible individually.
Right.
But to me, I kind of liked him because, like, at VCU and at, like, Utah State, like, he was kind of, I mean, he was more than just a glue guy there, but, like, he has those kinds of traits where, like, he's willing to do anything on the floor at any given time if you need him to.
Right.
Obviously, you know, in an NBA context, I don't know exactly how much he's going to be playing as a rookie or in his first few years.
I don't think he's going to play at all the first year.
I don't think so either. But again, to your point earlier, who knows with the
if they deteriorate and just shut everybody down.
Yeah. But no, he's a player I like. I want to say I had him on like in the 40s somewhere on my big.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Board. I know he didn't put up like a ton of numbers in summer league, but
I think I had him undrafted.
Okay, yeah, his summer league stats were pretty bad now that I'm looking at it.
Well, so I was going to bring that up. I was going to bring that up whenever you got done. I was going to say the one thing that I want to point out, because it's a very rare stat line, very rare for your field goal percentage to match your 3-point percentage, but it's even close, very similar. And it's even more rare for them to be under 24%.
Right, yeah. It's kind of it was the worst version of Hugo.
Yeah. So and here's what's going to happen. for a number of reasons that I'm not going to get into, people are going to compare him to Peyton Pritchard. It's going to happen. They're going to do it. And he's nothing like Peyton Pritchard.
No,
nothing at all.
Much bigger than Peyton. Just a different skill set.
Can't handle the ball as well. Isn't as quick.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah.
Not yeah.
Yeah. Just looking at it, 38.7% last year at VCU and then 41.5% the year before. That is on 5.3 and 5.6 attempts per game, respectively. So,
yeah. So,
he was a good 3-point shooter. Obviously, that didn't translate to summer league. Who knows?
Well, what I was going to point out, watching him live and watching him in summer league, his shot takes a long time. And so, one of the things that happens when you come from college, you saw this happen with Tyler Kolek. Tyler Kolek had the same problem. He had a very long time to shoot from beginning of his motion to release. And you see his jump shot really struggles translating from college to the NBA. Max Shuga's the same way. It takes a long time for him to get that shot off. So he's going to have to tighten up his motion, his mechanics, quicken the motion, get his feet under him quicker, bounce right into that shot in order for him to kind of get back on track. And if he can hit the three ball, I could see him being a career backup if he can do that, though.
Yeah.
He has to be able to shoot the three ball to be effective. His athletic profile isn't going to allow him to not be a three-point shooter and succeed in the NBA. But they're not done yet, Matt Hanifin. They got another rookie. Amari Williams. We kind of gave the game away early in the broadcast. Amari Williams. Tell me about Amari. Not Stoudemire.
Amari's very interesting just because of his skill set. Like, he's a very skilled big. Obviously, you know, he's not a three-point shooter or anything like that.
Well, he's skilled in a way. I wouldn't say he's all-around skilled. He has a very specific skill set offensively. How's that?
Right. No, right. That's kind of what I was hinting at. 6.2 points, 5 rebounds, 1.8 assists. He shot 90% from the free throw line, 44% from the floor. I think he did. What are your thoughts on his movements? Like, I don't think he moves. For someone who's 6'11", 7 foot 250.
Right. He's very light on his feet. Yeah, he's very light on his feet. So the one thing I noticed whenever I watched him and evaluated him in college, and he played at Kentucky, correct me if I'm wrong. So he played at Kentucky with Otega Owe. One of the things they did with Owe and they did with him, he would handle the ball and bring the ball up and start initiating offense. He did that a lot because they didn't really have a true point guard because, you know, Kobe Brea, he's chucking that rock. He went to Kentucky also, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's chucking the rock.
It's been so long since
the
draft.
Oh, my God. I you know, back in the day, I could be like, I know who got drafted at this pick. I can't even remember anymore because we did so much draft prep. The night of the draft, my brain just turns off and I'm like, oh, whoo, we made it. But no. So, yeah, they didn't really have a true point guard per se. They ran a lot of it through Amari Williams, Otega Owe. Kobe Brea did a lot, but he's not going to beat anybody off the dribble and take them to the cup.
Well, the other ones were Jackson Robinson and Lamont Butler and those guys.
So, like I said,
point guards.
Like I said, yeah, they don't really have a true point guard. And so they did a lot of that stuff. But the one thing I want to point out, even though Amari Williams only averaged 1.8 assists per game, he's a very skilled passer.
Yes.
He's a very skilled passer. And that was one of the intriguing things I liked about him. And it's one of the guys I identified for the Miami Heat on Five Reasons Sports that I would have loved for them to get undrafted if he went undrafted. It would have been a great pickup, in my opinion, because he does everything that they need. Block shots, rebound, hustle. Can facilitate, can bring the ball up a little bit. So I actually am a lot higher on Amari Williams than I think a lot of other people are. But his offense is rough outside of the passing and the ability to handle a little bit because his jump shot, broken. His jump hook, broken. His jump hook, I've never seen this out of a big. It's like he can't get his arm above his shoulder. It's very flat. It's like a rocket that goes like parallel to the rim. I've never seen a jump hook like that. He needs to soften that thing up, get his shoulder above the above his head, and he needs to follow through, let it roll off his fingertips. It doesn't roll off his fingertips. It's like a push shot. He like palms it. Very, very odd jump hook behavior out of Amari Williams. But I like the kid. I like him a lot. Very contradictory thing I just did there. Talked about how much I liked him and then I tore him down.
He's also still unsigned, I believe. Like, he's not currently on contract, which is a very interesting.
Oh, is it pending?
Yeah, like, they still have his draft rights, so, like, it's not like he can just sign with another team.
But that's true. That is very odd, this late in the process.
I don't know. Like, because I remember I saw this after the series of moves that the Boston Celtics
made. Series of moves. I love it.
With trading away Niang and at least I believe, or and signing Boucher. I don't believe he's on contract. Maybe I'm wrong. Thought I saw something somewhere that he's still like unsigned.
I'm looking at his, I'm going on Real GM right now to see if they have his contract info. Let me check it at.
It's a very weird like situation, because like they still have an open roster spot.
Right. That would just be very bizarre for him this late in the process to be unsigned.
And there's no, they don't, like, after they traded. Again, I can't believe I'm saying this. They traded for a two-way player. All three of their two-way spots are taking up. Unless, I mean, obviously.
So he'd have to get a standard then.
Yeah, unless if you waive Shulga or the other guy. I can't remember the other guy's name off the top of my head. Who's on the two-way. Because they're not, they're obviously they're not waiving RJ Lewis after they just traded for him. Or maybe they
right. At least you, I mean, it was a cost-cutting move.
Yeah.
But maybe, like, they valued the savings more than the player.
Oh, well, yeah, I would imagine. So, but yeah, it's still kind of.
Wait, Amari Williams is from England?
I didn't know that.
Wow, guy, we're slipping on our draft prep. No, I'm just
yeah.
The little nuggets, man. The little things intrigue me. But yeah, he's from England. Nottingham. I don't know if that's a good part of England or not. No idea. Anybody know? In the comments, let me know. Nottingham. How is it? But yeah, so I like what Boston did, considering the positions they drafted, the draft capital that they had. I like how they brought some developmental pieces in for a very, very talented roster that's a little ailing at the moment. So they're probably going to go through some, they're going to go through some things, as they say, in the 2025-2026 season. But Matt, before we wrap this thing up, because we're going to keep this rookies only segment going, probably through the first month of the NBA season, because that's when the college season kind of starts, right? We're going to talk about each one of these players' fit with the team. And this isn't just for Boston, but for any of the draft picks going forward. Can't wait till we get to Trey Johnson. But anyway.
We're going to be doing that in November, when because it's the Washington. It's the W.
Listen to me, man. We are going to get there. We are going to get there, and I'm going to be in my element. And I'm going to be, everybody knows how I feel about Trey Johnson. But anyway. Keep an eye out for that. That series is going to continue. We're going to continue to try to get better at this thing. We're going to try to refine our content and bring you more quality content as we go along. Playback itself, where we broadcast this podcast from, they're going to get more content creator tools. So we're going to be able to change layouts and pop up the subscribers and who hit the like button and all the fancy bells and whistles you see on other podcasts and YouTube streams. It's coming. Just give us some time. We switched from Streamlabs, frankly, because this is easier and a lot more stable. But other than that, guys, let me know what you think in the comments down below of Hugo Gonzalez, Max Shulga, and Amari Williams for the Boston Celtics. Let me know if you like the podcast. If you don't, tell me too, because I want to know. But tell the people where they can find you, follow, and get more of your work, Matt.
You could find me at NPH_824_ on Twitter. You could find me at hotonhoops.com, vendettasportsmedia.com, mountainmustconnection.com, as well as playback.tv/5RSN and playback.tv/digitaladelhoops.
Digital Adele Hoops. That's me. That's Matt Hanifin. Find me on Twitter, social media, Digital Adele, on all social media platforms, except on Instagram. It's digital_Adele for some reason. Somehow Digital Adele's taken. But I appreciate you. He said, good stuff. Be safe. Appreciate everybody. Wise words. Be safe. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.